As college grads leave their centers of higher learning and, well, into reality, even if they weren't majors in economics, the need for an understanding and appreciation of personal finances is important. And no, we're not just talking about student loan debt, by the way. My next guest is here to point out some of these priorities. He is the personal finance editor for TheStreet.com, Ross Kenneth Ergen. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
And the article we are talking about is actually found at the tandem website to TheStreet.com, MainStreet.com. It's entitled College Graduates, Five Things You Should Be Doing With Your Money. And, Ross, strangely enough, I mentioned the student loan in the introduction, timely payment of the student loan and, well, just flat-out payment of the student loan, that's a good start for building a foundation as far as credit awareness, proper credit ratings. And, not, you know, a lot of college-age kids probably fall into the negative side because of their failure to follow through with the college loan obligations.
Absolutely. The average college graduate this day and age is coming out of school with about $28,000 in debt. You know, that's coupled by the average household with $15,000 in credit card debt. So, coming up with a debt strategy, a debt payment plan is of the essence. And I think that, a lot of graduates see the fact that they have a six-month grace period that can be extended to 3 years once they come out of school, and they kind of want to forget about student loans, but they're ever looming. And I think, you know, with $1.2 trillion in outstanding student debt in the country, I think the crisis is already here, and people need to start being more responsible.
And don't wait for the next time that maybe an interest rate break might come about, if it will ever come about. And just as, if it comes through, great and wonderful. Until then, just maintain your obligations.
Exactly. But, you know, that said, part of the article, on Main Street is stressing the fact that even though you're in debt, if you're employed and, you know, in your first job and making money, still important to treat yourself, to leisure activities, to a movie or a ball game or the theater, because I think it helps recent graduates understand the value of money and, the power of their earning potential. So you're not going to sit around twiddling your thumbs, making student loan payments each month without also enjoying yourself. So I think it's a healthy reminder, even though the employment prospects for millennials coming out of school are bleaker. It's not 2008 anymore, but the unemployment rate isn't quite as low as the national 6.4%.
And for the millennials, we've had guests on the show too. The millennial unemployment rate is in the between 13 to 16%, depending on the specific demographic you're looking at.
It's true. So yeah, the prospects are dire. We're looking at almost 1 in 5. Maybe 1 in 6 who's unemployed, and I think that makes people a little more cautious with their money. If these recent grads are employed and there is a 401k match, our next recommendation is to go ahead and contribute up to the match amount for retirement. And I think it's kind of not in our DNA to save for 50 years down the road. We're very much thinking about what's tomorrow. It's almost our hunter and gatherer caveman mentality, where we're thinking, how am I going to be sheltered and clothed and fed for the next day? But you're really leaving money on the table if you aren't contributing that 6% or 8% or what have you.
Yeah, the 401k matches by employers, that's found money. What's the typical matching ratio versus contribution now?
I don't think it really tends to vary. The highest I see is around 8%. A lot of companies will match a dollar for 3% and 50 cents on the dollar up to 6%. It really depends on how competitive your company wants to stay with other employers. But, you know, you in terms of choosing your employer as a recent grad, it's certainly a major consideration because with compound growth in these accounts, it can make a huge difference in your life, getting that extra money and getting that extra match.
And when you look at investments these days, if you can, let's just take the average of the matching in the middle and say if you're getting a 5% match versus your dollars versus at best nowadays, you hope for maybe 2 or 3% CD or traditional bank account interest rates. Again, the 401k greatly outweighs even what some people are getting off of the stock markets nowadays, too, no matter what the how high that's been rocketing up. We're talking with Ross Kenneth Erkin, Street.com's personal finance editor, Street.com on the web. And we're talking about an article on MainStreet.com, their sister site, about the five things that college graduates should be doing with the money. And referenced credit cards before, and it's really important that the millennials don't fall in those traps of credit cards, because the credit card companies, even on college campuses, go after the kids on campus trying to get them into as many credit cards as possible.
It's true, and credit card debt is a dangerous, vicious cycle because once you fall into it, you're paying penalties, you're paying you know, interest rates of up to 24%, 30%, and that can really build quickly and land you in debt. But that said, responsible use of credit cards is important because basically a lot of college graduates come out of school without having had a credit card in undergrad. If they have, you know, there's that added danger. But if they haven't, they're basically anonymous to potential lenders, whether it be for a mortgage, for an apartment, leased for a car loan. So it does... bears mentioning that these recent graduates should get a credit card, a secured credit card, and pay it off in a timely fashion, not charging more than 30% of the available credit line. So we call that, you know, your credit availability ratio. And you know, being aware of the deadlines. It's not rocket science, but still our country, and particularly the young first-time users in our country, fall into debt traps through credit cards.
Love this great. It was a line from Kevin Gallegos, who's a finance expert and vice president of Phoenix Operations with the Freedom Financial Network. This is part of the article. And Kevin said, you should spend on what will get you to your goals. And I wonder if that's a concept that that the colleges teach, because that's a wonderful ideal to have, to invest. Go ahead and invest in that that new tablet if it will help you prepare better for presentations, to make you perform better on your job. I mean, there's just, like you said, you just don't have to sit in the dark room with a propane heater and candles and wait for your next student loan payment to be due. You can get out there and have a productive and even a fun life.
Exactly. And I think it is smart advice. Often the peanut gallery is saying to economize and to eat ramen noodles and not really go out there and spend. But if you're investing in a new suit that's going to help you professionally, or, you know, a new camera or, you know, laptop, tablet, what have you, it's an investment in yourself, and I think you can't take that lightly if it's going to increase your earning potential and, you know, jumpstart your career.
The article, again, at MainStreet.com is College Graduates, Five Things You Should Be Doing With Your Money by Ciara Larkin. If you are a college graduate, you will certainly find something, a lot of ideas to grasp onto and give you a more positive outlook with your personal finances. And if you're a parent of a college grad, make a copy of this and forward it off to them and give them a little guidance that maybe you sort of didn't have an idea of or maybe neglected to inform them. It's College Graduates, Five Things You Should Be Doing With Your Money at MainStreet.com. And it got us through some of these ideas. We've been joined this morning by the personal finance editor for TheStreet.com, Ross Kenneth Erkin. Ross, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Thanks so much.